pleased to say, join us on the line now. A man who masterminded cliche Great Escape at the end of the last season for Hartlepool. It's their manager, Ronnie Moore. Ronnie, a very good afternoon to you. How are things with you today?
Yeah, brilliant, to be fair. Nice to be on and talking football at last.
are you back in pre-season yet? I see your friendly start in mid-July. I don't know if it's a bit too early yet for you to be back ready.
Yeah, no, we're back on the 29th, Monday the 29th, and we're going to have a really tough week to start with. And then we're going to... Last year we went to Spain, but I didn't because I wasn't here, but the lads went to Spain. But this year we're going to Sonny Catrick Army camp. So that should please one or two of the boys, I would imagine.
Yeah, great. Obviously, a great day here out for you there, Ronnie. Just to talk about, we'll talk about the Millers first, because you had numerous success there. You took them out the old third division, now League Two, all the way up to Division One in the Championship. Steve Evans has repeated what you've done. They've stayed up this year, beating Reading on that Tuesday night. I was there myself, just sat just to the side of you, Ronnie, when you was working for another radio station. This year, what is key to Rotherham to progress from last season?
I think obviously the big part about it all is the learning curve at the football club. You know, I think the chairman, I think Steve Evans, they learned an awful lot of how difficult it is. You know, the difference between League One and League Two is nothing. But League One to the Championship is absolutely massive. And I think that was the first thing. You know, I think that the awakening now, and I'm sure the chairman will invest a few more bob into the club to give ourselves a chance of staying in that division and improving on what we did last year.
Is that one of the hard parts in when you gain promotion, having to sometimes refresh your squad and have to let go to some of the players who were got you to where you were getting in the first place?
Yeah, I think that was probably part of the dilemma, if you like, because, you know, with getting the promotion straight up to the Championship, how good are your players? You know, can they play at that level? You don't really know until you give them a go. And, you know, obviously he sorted out that there needed to be improvements, and he did that. And to be fair, if he hadn't been docked the 3 points at the end of the season, it would have been a lot more easier and better on everybody who supports from United, because it was... It became a real, real struggle, and it shouldn't have been as difficult as it ended up being.
And it's looking on paper as well, Ronnie. It's looking a very tough August for the Millers. Just to go over a few of their fixtures, the first game of the season is at home to MK Dons. We saw them get promoted last year. And then it's away to Nottingham Forest, who were well-fancied to finish in the top six, if not go up last year. And then it's at home to Preston, recent promoter Preston. And then it's recently relegated QPR. They'll be looking for a swift return back to the top flight of English football. And then it's at home to Fulham. So, it's to be fair, Ronnie, on paper, it's quite a tough start for the Millers.
Well, it's a fact of life out of me when you've read them out. I'm not involved. So I don't know what Steve's thinking at this present time. That's the brilliance of that of the Championship. You know, who knows what MK Dons are going to be like at this level. You know, maybe it's a good opener for us to be playing them, because, you know, they don't really know what it's like at this level yet. They're a footballing side, you know, and in between it, they've got games as well, haven't they, in the Cup.
Yeah.
But the Forest game will be, you know, that they're all difficult on paper, but it isn't. You know, you look at QPR. What are they going to be like with all the millions that they've got? You know, Preston just coming up. But there are no easy ones. You know, if you said to Steve Evans, "Go on, you go and handpick who you want to play in your first six games," whoever handpick are going to be really, really tough games. But a season in at that level, really, for me, I think Steve would have learned an awful lot. It was similar to when I was at Rotherham and we got our promotion. We stayed up on goal difference.
Yeah.
You know, the first year. And then the second year was a lot more comfortable for us because we learned the lessons of what needed to be done and what systems needed to be played. And it's just about recruitment now. You know, Steve's going to have a real tough summer, I think, trying to persuade players to come in, you know, losing Pringle and Morgan. You know, because Ping will be back, obviously, for that Fulham game at the end of the August. It'll be interesting to see what sort of reception he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to pick your brains in a few moments on my rugby league team, and I'll explain why in a moment. But before we move on to Hartlepool, where do you see Rotherham finishing this season in the Championship?
For me, I know people don't like to hear it, but you know, a mid-table position for the team that was only got promoted last season to get into that level, I think that would be wonderful. I mean, I know Dermot's got great ambitions, but if you want to be pushing at the Championship level to get into the Premier League, you've got to put an awful lot of £1 million into that club to do that. And I just don't think at this present time that team's just around the corner. You know, I think I know the chairman hates the word stability, but I think you know that's what needs to happen. I know Steve would like to finish as high as he can. I think mid-table for me would be a fantastic season for the club.
And just talking about mid-table, so I think that would be a remarkable achievement for the Millers, because on paper it's a very, very tough division this year. So a mid-table position I think could be absolutely brilliant for the Millers. I really, really do. Just want to take you back though, Ronnie, as a personal memory of mine, and it was also one of my dad's as well, and that was in the second season of Division One, the Championship, whatever you want to call it, when you was in charge, you actually got Rotherham to the top of the league, because the first game of the season, if I've got this right, Millwall 0, Rotherham 6, Rotherham. And if I'm not mistaken, the Premier League had it started there. So Rotherham United, thanks to Mr. Moore and Mr. Brecken, were top of the league in the whole of England. Ronnie, what an achievement.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never even thought about that. You know, I'll have to put that on my CV as well. it's unbelievable, that, isn't it? But yeah, you know, honestly, I had some fantastic times, and you know, the support I've had has been fantastic as well. And I'm sure Steve Evans is feeling this. I'm a little bit of a competition between us. You know, he's got back-to-back promotion, so did I. But I always kid him a little bit. Mine were automatic. He had to go to the playoffs to get his. But if I could, I'd have swapped with him, because that's the best way to do it. If you can get to Wembley and win, what a feeling that is. You know, I got there in my second time back at Rotherham, and we got beaten in the playoff final.
Yeah.
Disappointing for us. But apart from that, fantastic times there.
Yes, Steve Evans wins at Wembley. Ronnie Moore gets him to top at Championship. It's kind of a bit balanced.
Can't be better, can it?
So you get the phone call, or however it works, last December, and you take over Hartlepool, who are looking for all, you know, for all things considered, they're going out to the Football League. My team is bottom of Super League. We've just appointed an experienced new coach. What's the first thing you do when you go in to a dressing room, regardless of sport, a team to face a team who are being beaten week in, week out, look like their status in the top flight or in the Football League is coming to an end? How exactly did you turn it around?
I think what you have to do is go and put your own authority in there, the way you are, and don't yourself. Don't try and be something you're not. You know, and I've always done that. You know, I've gone in there and I spoke to them openly and honestly, and explained, you know, things need to improve. Otherwise, you know, we'll all be looking for jobs. I'll be looking for a job. They'll all be looking for jobs at the end of the season. But nice to have a relegation on your CV and whatever. And it was just, I was fortunate in a way that there was five loanees in at the club that I could get rid of straight away, which enabled me then to bring another five in to try and improve the which it did. You know, I know a lot of people don't believe in the loan system, but for clubs at our level, it's important. You need it. And then, you know, just trying to get the belief, because you would not believe my first session when I went in there, and we had a possession session, and it mattered getting six passes. You know, but it took us, I'm not kidding you, about 15 minutes to six passes. I was going like one, two, three, one. Two, one, and it was just, you know, I come up and said to Sam Collins, who's my assistant, who's done a fantastic job since I've gone in there, it was embarrassing, really.
Mm.
But then eventually we got the confidence, and I think the whole reason we came out, we changed the system. I thought the two fullbacks were very attacking minded and weren't the best defenders, and we were playing 4-4-2. So what we did, we changed it. We brought an experienced centre back in Dave Murphy from Scunthorpe. We sat him in the middle and played three at the back, and then pushed the fullbacks on as wing backs. So we went and won four games on the trot and drew the other one, which gave us that chance and gave us that breather where we actually did come out of the bottom two, which was, you know, that was a lot more nerves for everybody, to be fair, because once we come up, while we were down there, it wasn't too bad in that bottom two. As soon as we come out of there, the panic comes on again. Everybody's nervous as hell because no one wants to make a mistake, you know, that takes us back into the bottom two. And it was a real, real fight. And we were lucky in a way because Chelsea were struggling to try and get a win. Tranmere were struggling to try and get a win. And we were just about lucky enough to hold on to it.
Well, before we let you go, Ronnie, what's your aim for the season? And obviously, I guess the only way is up this season for Hartlepool.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing is, you know, not to get carried away, and I suppose all managers say that. You know, the way we finished with that last home game of the season, you couldn't get won the league. That was just for staying up. And I've said to lads, if you can bottle that and have the belief that, hey, every you know, this present time, their aims will be, can we get in the top seven? You know, at our level, there's no guarantee. But for me, we can. Well, I've just looked at the league table now, we're 10th. So, no, it's not a bad start, is it? So, anywhere in and around there will be good. But obviously, the top seven playoffs would be fantastic if we could do that. Wickham showed it can be done. So, you know, that'll be our aim.
Excellent. Ronnie Moore, thank you very much for your time and all the best of the season at Hartlepool in the 2015-16 season.
Cheers, lad. Thank you.
Cheers, Ronnie. Good luck.
Thanks. Ronnie Moore there joining us to discuss Hartlepool and Rotherham United and all things there involved. Top guest.